Good morning. Welcome to Just In Time. On today's episode of Just In Time, I want to talk to you about the crossfire of America. When I talk about crossfire, I want to talk about police brutality versus senseless killing in our neighborhoods. This past weekend, five young African-American kid was murdered in a respectful state of Atlanta in Chicago. We're losing our babies, and it seems like no one cares. And my thing is, I see us protesting the police brutality, but I don't see us saying anything about the neighborhood senseless killers, the killings that are going on in the neighborhoods. And my thing is, how can one be more important than the other? I can't answer that. Both of them are people losing their life, but both are important. And so as we once again start these dialogues about how to make Black Lives Matters and how to stop police brutality and injustice, we need to put at the top of our list to do is how can we educate our young brothers and sisters to put the guns down? I mean, that sounds easy, telling somebody to stop taking someone's life. But when you look at the background of our culture and what these young kids are being built up on as far as the variables, as far as guns, and as far as, you know, just being hateful and hurting people, you know, I think it goes back to, you know, we got to reprogram people, you know? These kids who are doing these killings in these neighborhoods and taking these senseless babies, these little babies, our leaders, our future scholars, our future president, because I see every kid with the potential to be whatever they want. I don't care who that kid is and what the color, but for some reason, we're losing our Black kids. Not just to police brutality, but to our own senseless act in our neighborhood. A young lady, 8 years old, was shot dead. A young lady, 2 years old, was shot dead. And my thing is, how many is it going to take for someone or somebody or a group of individuals to go and re-educate our Black males in the neighborhoods? Because the thing is these killings not going to stop until someone really, really get everybody who's in the stakeholders. Those are the people in the neighborhood. Everybody have those stakeholders. We know who those individuals are. Those are individuals who play a major role in making sure the community grow, making sure people get treated right. So to all you stakeholders out here in America, if we're going to start and continue to push the movement, we got to address what's on the backside of the wall. How do we stop our young brothers and sisters from murdering each other over senseless and BS? How can we do that? We need to come up with a coalition. Because, you know, the one thing about America, we like to get groups and put initials on it and run with it. So we need to come up with a group of individuals who's brave. Because, see, this ain't for the cowards. If you ain't brave, because this is going to take everybody who have the strength to go inside of neighborhoods with people who live in those neighborhoods and articulate to these young men and women to stop the killing. Because it's not needed. You know, I think about my son and my daughter, and I think about the potential they have. And I think about, you know, where we live. And I think about how, like, it doesn't matter, you know, where you live. Gunshots, drive-bys, you know, robbery, murders. It happened everywhere. But for some reason in our community, we're just losing our baby. We're just losing them, you know, and, you know, it's crazy. I know, you know, Chicago is a place that I love to go visit, you know, because I have aunties up there. But I also know, you know, right now Chicago is, you know, is just heavy, you know, heavy as far as gun violence, you know, and 80 people were shot in Chicago on the 4th of July weekend. 15 of them was killed. You know, so like a special place like Chicago that have so much rich history. You know, how is those guys gonna be able to, the Commons, the Kanye West, you know, the Vince Mena, the Chance, the rappers, you know, how are these people gonna go and how are they gonna stop the Commons? How are they gonna stop these killings? You know, because we see everybody is on the Black Lives Matter movement. But we gotta create a stop killing in our neighborhood movement. It gotta be a priority. We can't march and push for one thing, but yet turn our eye to this that have been pledging our neighborhoods for such a long time. And so once again, the question is, how do we reprogram or how do we make it important for these young men with these guns or these young ladies or whoever is carrying out these acts of senseless killing? How can we change them and change them where they can change to and where they can change to, because we need change on both sides of the coin. Police brutality, you see as we march, more Black males are dying. As we march, more Black males are dying. So as we continue to have a voice, as we continue to say it matters, and as we continue to confront it the right way, more senseless murders in our neighborhood are adding up. And it's time that we have a dialogue about all. In my opinion, we are in a sad place in America right now because there's so many different wars going on just right here in our home. There's so many different wars. And see, that's another thing our kids, they don't get to see people work together. They get to see people just not work, and they get to see people just try to fight and nag. And sometimes it's for a dollar, sometimes it's for a number, it's for a property, it's for whatever reason. But the human being in me, okay? Not the athlete, not the teacher, the educator, the coach. No, the human being in me wants people to see the human being in everybody. And so I want to be able to, you know, go share to a young man how I grew up homeless. And I want to be able to connect to maybe some of these young men. And maybe that's what we need. Maybe if you somebody out here in these areas that you're having these senseless killers, maybe you can go and maybe you can share your story with one of these young men. I don't know who has the answer. But I know one thing, I'm fucking tired of turning on a TV and seeing another 8-year-old or 2-year-old or 10-year-old or 14-year-old or 12 or 16-year-old or 9-year-old or 8-year-old or 18-month baby. Like it's no such thing as a rule to killing. It's just bullets just have, when they are let, when they're fired, they just go. And so for me, I have to understand the Black Lives Movement matter, and I have to understand why we're doing this, and I have to understand what we're trying to get out of this. And I don't think people talk about the outcome. Okay, why is this created? Yeah, we talk to our kids about police killing our young male unarmed and putting a knee on their neck, and we teach our kids how to protect themselves if they can do that as Black men in America dealing with cops. But we teach them all these training. We have to go back to our neighborhoods, and we have to teach the kids the same training that we're teaching our kids about police brutality and how to defend and how to protect themselves. We have to go in our neighborhoods, and we have to go and start doing block parties. We have to go back to the small gathering once this COVID-19 is over, because right now, God have mercy on all of us in the USA, because we don't know who to trust. And I think that's another core value is why people are getting killed on both sides, because there's no trust factor there. It's just everyone is out to do whatever they want to do. And I think kids are picking up and are sensing that in America, you know, the adults don't trust each other. We don't trust the government, you know, we don't trust this person. We don't. And so all of that has to do with killings. So how can we say that Black Lives Matter and police brutality matters, but yet we see these senseless killings in our neighborhoods? And I went to just today, this evening, a young man or a young lady got killed in where I went to high school in Everman, Texas. And, you know, it's just like I say, you know, how can we get the guns off the streets? You know what I mean? I know for a fact kids get access to guns easily than adults get access to being parent. That go over some of y'all head, but it's easy for a kid to get a gun in today's world. Okay. And so how can we, once again, it's about educating. It's not about tearing no one down, because in both of these situations and both of these different categories, they both play significant to the Black culture. Police brutality, you want to stop. We want it to stop. We want to get treated equally, right? Also in our neighborhoods, we want to stop burying our young. And we want to stop the violence. And we want to be able to go inside these neighborhoods and feel comfortable. I'm not saying Chicago is a bad place. I can't say that. I don't have enough evidence. But what I'm saying is maybe Chicago need to be the focus point on turning violence around, and you start there. And then you go through every modification, you collaborate with every agency you need to, and leaders, y'all make it important. And you start to do whatever, open up, listen to the community, create programs, whatever you gotta do. Don't put a budget. See, that's another thing when we trying to minimize, or when we're trying to make an impact, is that everybody always want to throw the money to make it like you can't reach your goal. Find a way to reach a goal, whatever we got to do. Then when we see that Chicago is turning around, maybe we jump over to Detroit. Then after that, we go over to Atlanta, and then we come down to Texas. But we go have to, as people, as human beings who's living in this world, we're going to have to figure out how can we stop these senseless killings, because it can't keep happening. Kids just can't keep losing their life just to the honor of a bullet, or because someone saw somebody wearing the wrong color, or because I was playing rolling dice and the dice game got out of control, whatever. There's no reason why babies should be killed, why human beings should be killed senseless or anyway. And so as we continue to learn, and you know, as we continue to recreate how we are living in today's world based on COVID-19, let's everyone come to the table. Do not say you don't play a role in trying to change the vision in the narrative, what's going on in our neighborhood. Just like we're trying to change it nationally, we need to make sure we start in our neighborhoods and we make people be accountable. If you see two young men out there fighting and acting ignorant, charge their ass up. Let them know they being stupid. Let them know they may go to jail. Let them know they don't want police officers in their life. Let them know it's okay to talk and to figure it out. You know, I had to grow up being hard. But the one thing I know about me growing up being hard is that I love harder. So whenever I have a situation, I ain't no punk at all. I try to make sure I work it out, because at the end of the day, it's not about me being a prideful big man. It's about me being safe so that I can go home and love on my kids and continue to take care of them. And so as we continue to go out in our everyday life, man, let's make sure we reach people. Don't say just because they don't live in your neighborhood and they don't got what you have that you can't give them nothing, or you can't change their life, or you can't just hear them out. Because sometimes all a person wants you to do is just sit there and give them your attention. So hey, we're in a tough time right now. COVID-19, I'm telling you, we all know what I know. It's real. Be smart. Be safe. Police brutality. I see what's going on. That's a good thing. Don't make people feel bad for some stuff that they wasn't a part of. And also be alert, you know. But let's figure these things out, man. I felt like this was a good topic. I felt like I haven't been hearing a lot of people talk about the senseless murders that are going on in these communities and in different states. And so I just felt like, okay, how can Black Lives Matter be important, but stop our killing our kids in our neighborhood can't be. And so this is Justin Town. I hope everyone have a beautiful Tuesday morning. Thank you for listening to Justin Time. I'll be back with you again this week. God bless you. And remember, let's come up with a solution and not focus on the problem.